Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with Colin Woodall. We're talking fake meat and more with Colin in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerINC.com.
Talking with Colin Woodall from National Cattlemen Beef Association's D.C. headquarters. And Colin, beyond the craziness of the midterm elections, I know there's still a lot of issues that you're watching real closely. One that you're monitoring, and you got a lot of folks there in the D.C. office and otherwise watching the lab-grown meat, and CBA likes to call it fake meat. Are we going to get equitable treatment, you think, as far as the regulatory environment?
You know what, Ron? We love calling it fake meat because that's exactly what it is. We're just not going to let these guys get a break here in regards to their product. We're going to be clear as to what we think about it. But to your question, I do believe that there's going to be a role for both agencies. You know, FDA historically has been one that looks at new technologies and approves it. I think they can play that role here. They can look at the new technology, approve it if they want to, but once it's commercialized, once it's on the market, then USDA needs to have that authority because these companies are saying it's meat. They want to play in the meat space. They need to be regulated like us, and more importantly, USDA needs to do the label approval so that way they don't call it clean meat.
As far as seems like Secretary Perdue is willing to push back as needed to make sure that they get proper role.
Well, Secretary Perdue's been great on this. He has taken this issue all the way to the White House. And so we know that he has our backs, and he is going to do everything he can to make sure that when it comes to the fake meat, that there's a level playing field out there.
Something you've been watching real closely is the continuing development of WOTUS 2.0 with the leftovers of the old WOTUS in the courts. Are we going to be able to successfully dodge a bullet in those last 22 states?
Yeah, we are. And I think overall we are getting close to having this behind us. It has taken longer than what we wanted. You know, Administrator Pruitt made this a priority. Administrator Wheeler has continued with that. We do expect to see the final rule come out before Christmas, which will be the rule that clearly defines the jurisdiction but also protects private property rights, which is what we have advocated for. So I think once we get to that point, we can get this thing done, prevent any lawsuits from popping up in those other 22 states, and then finally have a definition of what a water in the United States truly is, and it's not a ditch or a puddle in a farm or pasture.
So that's the so-called 2.0 as far as a revised new rule that you're talking about, right?
That's right. You know, we would love to get rid of WOTUS and just move on, but that's not going to be good enough. We have to remember, we got the original WOTUS rule because of the uncertainty on jurisdiction. So we've always known that once the original WOTUS went away, that there had to be something to replace it because we still have to define that jurisdiction of where the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers can and cannot enforce the Clean Water Act. That's what 2.0 will do. But what this will do that the original one did not is, as I said, protect our private property rights and not be out there regulating ditches or depressions in the ground or prairie potholes or any number of features that exist on farms and ranches or across the country.
This is all about navigable, right?
It is all about navigable, and I think with the rule that's going to come out, it will be truly the intent of Congress as originally set out in talking about navigable. And when we talk about navigable, we mean waterways where commerce takes place. That's your major rivers like the Illinois, the Ohio, the Mississippi, the Gulf Intracoast waterways, the ports that we have. That's where EPA's jurisdiction really needs to be focused.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.